Blog Talk Radio.
Love the acts of kindness. Right, let me go through.
go through a series of quotes and see which time I have left. We're going to have some fun, right? This is all about having fun. I thought it was. Okay. Love is of all passions the strongest, for it attacks simultaneously the head, the heart, and the senses. That's love, too. Also, I would throw the soul in there, you know, like love simultaneously the heart, the head, the soul. Love is an amazing energy on the law of attraction principles that talk about love. And that if you want to get into a higher vibration of manifesting whatever you want, find something to love. Pour your love out to something, or in a sense, show kindness to someone. If you get into that vibration of kindness and love, then you're in a vibration of attraction. Now I'm going to spend a lot of time on that, but that's the real value or practical value of love. But love goes much deeper than that, doesn't it? Really? Seriously? Okay. Jesus said, as Father loved me, so I have loved you. Isn't love something we pass on, we give to others, express to others? Sigmund Freud, if we ever so defenseless against suffering as when we love, we are never so defenseless against suffering as when we love. So love is that energy. I'm going to let my spirit guides talk to you in a few minutes. Go through a few more quotes. Well, do whatever of them, right? Okay. Buddha. So I'm getting major teachers here, right? Yeah, okay. You can search throughout the entire universe for someone who is more deserving of your love and affection than yourself. That person is not to be found anywhere. You yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection. Stop for a moment. Think about that for a moment. I love that quote because think about it. If we don't love ourselves, how can we love others? The love for ourselves is that major love of the universe. Right? So love yourself. I love that quote. I'm going to copy that quote. I'm going to put it somewhere because I think it's amazing. I can. Oh, okay. It's one of my favorites. Okay, right along. The Dalai Lama said, probably still does say, yes, I think so, right? I don't think he changed his mind in the years since he came out with this quote, right? Love and compassion are necessities, not luxuries. Necessities, not luxuries. Love is not an afterthought. Love is not something, oh, maybe I'll love. Maybe today's the day to love. Maybe I'll put off love till tomorrow. It's a necessity to love and show acts of kindness every day. Without them, humanity cannot survive. Save the planet, huh? How do we save the planet? Love, right? I keep coming back to that thought. I try to get into all these political stuff about how we're going to fix the planet, how are we going to do this, and how are we going to do that. And it just really comes back to love, as the teacher taught. Okay, Dalai Lama. Well, we got the Dalai Lama done with. Now I'm looking at the Martin Luther King Jr. quote. And I'm running low on these. No, I'm kidding. There can be no deep disappointment when there's not deep love. So, Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, all mankind love a lover. Should be loves a lover. All mankind loves a lover. I think they misquoted somewhere. Okay? Well, we're going to skip around a little bit. Let me see what I have left. Oh, 5 minutes. Cool. So I'll do a couple more, and then I got my spirit guides. Love is like a beautiful flower which you may not touch. Those whose fragrance make the garden a place of delight just the same. Gilderman. Love, life without love is like the tree without blossoms or fruit. Think about that. That's a great statement. Life without love is like a tree without the blossoms or fruit. I love it. Okay, a few more minutes of my spirit guides. and then I'll be back tomorrow and we'll pick another word. I'm not sure what the word will be. If you got any ideas for words, get a hold of me. And if you want spirit teachers and discuss a certain word topic of a positive nature, okay, we'll do that. Okay, so a couple more minutes of my spirit guide. We're done for the day. Have a beautiful day. Love you guys. Okay, so let me have them talk to you for a minute. Love equals something else. Love equals patience. How can you love without patience, right? If you're impatient, how can you be loving if you're impatient? Because you're always anxious about what's going to happen next. Where am I going next? Who's going to show up? Who's not going to show up? When is this ever going to get done? When am I going to do this? When am I going to do that? Ugh. Impatience. But love covers impatience. If you love, you stay in the moment. You feel the love. Why would you want to escape from the feeling of love? If you're surrounded by love and you're expressing love internally and externally from your life and things that surround you, why would you want to leave that? Why would you want to let that go? Why would you want to turn to something negative? Why would you want to be impatient if your life is full of love? You want to just absorb it and be part of it and follow it. Just follow in love. Just be part of love. Why would you ever want to escape from love? Well, you know you got things to do and less the things up. When you have the time and the energy, focus on love. Don't be impatient. Focus on love. Now, one way of focusing on love, let's say you're waiting for something and you get, time seems to be going so slow. I'll never get into that, whatever, right? Focus on kindness. Focus on love. Focus on being in the moment, experiencing the moment, figuring out what moment can I love. Wow, there's a great article to read. I love that article. I feel so good. I'm going to just kind of absorb and meditate on how I feel so good today. I'm just going to let goodness flow to me and be part of goodness and be part of love. I'm just going to focus on the things I love in my life. That just feels so good to focus on my dog, my cat, my wife, my husband, my children, my parents. Think about focus on love. Now, don't love somebody if you're angry with somebody. Well, that's not the good thing to do there in that space, but focus on love. Focus on things you love. And the time will just seem to dissipate because you're focusing on higher vibration. You're focusing on kindness. Oh, I have nothing to love today. But think about, how can I be more kind to others? What can I do to help others? How can I express kindness more? How can I take kindness, which is an active word for love, excuse me, and express it for people? These peanuts stuck my throat. Frustrating. Huh? So how do you love more? How do you love more? Excuse me. Oh, it all backed up on me. Let me get back to my spirit guides. What they have to say about that, about the last minute or so, about love. Our message for you always will be, every day will be, stop for a moment, find something to love. take a moment and express your love. What do you love around you? Focus on that. Focus on acting kindness towards others. So we're expressing the idea of love. Find something to love in somebody, even if you don't like them. Even if you don't think of that person in very good terms, find something to love about them or send them love. Express love to them. How would you like them to be different? How would love, do you think love would activate them to be react differently to the world? Think about that. Somebody you don't like. How would love change this person? Not towards you necessarily, but in the world in general. How would love affect that person that sent it to them? You know, mass consciousness, sending love to people. If you don't like the people, even if they're kind of vile in some ways, no, send them love. So that's our message. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for listening. Bye. Thank you. I'll be back tomorrow. Same time. Probably late. Bye.